This program is sponsored by Unidos US and Comcast. It's recorded in our studios located in Hollywood, Florida, USA.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to our citizenship podcast from Hispanic Unity of Florida. Today, we start our third season, today our second podcast. And before we start with our episode, we would like to ask you to send us your feedback by visiting our webpage hufcitizen.org. During our last podcast, we reviewed the civics in Spanish. That was very special podcast, and we hope everybody who qualify for citizenship interview in Spanish will find big help. My name is Raisa, and I welcome everybody today for this podcast. Here with us, our Magali, our boss, director, and our teacher. Thank you, Magali, to be with us today.
Thank you, Raisa. You always with your introduction. Thank you, everybody, for listening to our podcast. We know how important it is to have these tools, to have like a complementary system to study, to prepare for the upcoming interview. For those that already sent these applications, never give up. Always stay tuned and be part of this process of learning English. And of course, being part of this review of the N400 application as well as the civics. As you mentioned, Raisa, in our last podcast, we recorded a very special program where we were answering the questions, the civic questions in Spanish. This was basically dedicated to those students and applicants that falls into the special exceptions of the 15 years or the 20 years as a legal permanent residence. In the N400 application, in the part number 3 or 2, Raisa, if I'm not mistaken, there is a special session where immigration is just like pointing those that had ages of 50 and 20 years as a legal permanent residence, or 55 years old and 15 years as a legal permanent residence, or 65 and 20 years as a legal permanent residence. Under those categories, you will have the test in Spanish, as well as those that are passing the process through the exception of the N648. These students, anyhow, will be asked some questions. And that's the reason why we decided just to dedicate this podcast to have a little review from our perspective of those sentences or answers that will be the best for you. I would like to remind all of our applicants that part of the process of becoming an American citizen is not only to have the civics, but also to understand the American and the fundamentals of the American history and the principles of the government of the United States. In this way, the reason why we are encourage our applicants is just to continue looking for citizenship instruction, and of course to go through different kind of community organizations that provide citizenship classes. This is the reason why we are here today, Raisa, because we want to review those civics that we consider the easiest answers that probably our community will be able to listen to our podcast and to memorize with our accents.
Exactly, Magali. We always have great success with our clients, applicants, students listening our podcast. And I hope this podcast will be helpful as all of our podcasts for our students, our applicants, and our customers to improve their civics preparation questions for their interview.
Yes, and everything about learning, Raisa, should be something that cannot be aside. We need to continue, and even though the time processing time of these applications, we need to continue having this access to these kind of tools and to continue having you on alert to study and to be prepared for the last moment, which is what we call the day zero. So to us is very, very interesting to have this kind of podcast, especially because what I mentioned, some of the answers, sometimes our applicants are confused about the number of answers they can give during the interview, they can offer during the interview. We just have to follow the commands. And if in the commands, USCIS is requesting only one answer, this is only what you have to be close to, and not to try to give all of the questions, every single one of the answers that USCIS is giving you as an opportunity to memorize. Which one will be the best for you is up to you. However, we are here giving you some tools that probably will help you to enhance your methodology to study, to access this information. And when you are in the car, this is one of the tools of the beauty for the podcast to be accessing everywhere.
As you said, Magali, already, your interview will be not only 100 civics questions. The most important part, of course, personal questions. But we have to take care of this portion too, civics questions, because there is heavy vocabulary, a lot of new information, learning from the questions and looking for the answers. And I hope, as I said too, maybe this will be helpful for you to prepare yourself for a successful interview to become an American citizen.
Then let's start, Raisa, with our civics from question number 1 through question number 100. And so good luck to everybody in your process of learning. And we hope this tool will help you to review the best answers that will be for you when you go for the interview.
You have
thank you, and let's continue, Raisa.
All of you, you have to learn 100 questions because officer will ask you only 10 questions. And if you answer 6 correctly, of 10, you pass your interview. Here we go. Question number 1. What is the supreme law of the land?
The Constitution.
Question number 2. What does the Constitution do?
Set up the government.
Question number 3. The idea of self-government is in the first 3 words of the Constitution. What are these words?
We, the people.
Question number 4. What is an amendment?
A change to the Constitution.
Question number 5. What do we call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution?
The Bill of Rights.
Next question, number 6. What is one right or freedom from the First Amendment?
Freedom of speech.
Next question, number 7. How many amendments does the Constitution have?
27.
Question number 8. What did the Declaration of Independence do?
Announced our independence from Great Britain.
Next question number 9. What are 2 rights in the Declaration of Independence?
Life and liberty.
Question number 10. What is freedom of religion?
You can practice any religion or not practice a religion.
Question number 11. What is the economic system in the United States?
Capitalist economy.
Question number 12. What is the rule of law?
Everyone must follow the law.
Question number 13. Name one branch or part of the government.
Congress.
Question number 14. What stops one branch of government from becoming too powerful?
Checks and balances.
Question number 15. Who is in charge of the executive branch?
The president.
Question number 16. Who makes federal laws?
Congress.
Question number 17. What are the 2 parts of the United States Congress.
The Senate and House of Representatives.
Question number 18. How many United States senators are there?
100.
Question number 19. We elect a United States senator for how many years?
6 years.
Question number 20. Who is one of your state's United States senators now?
Marco Rubio.
Question number 21. The House of Representatives has how many voting members?
435.
Question number 22. We elect a United States representative for how many years?
2 years.
Question number 23. Name your United States representative.
Answers will vary. Every single person that has N-400 application will be able to answer this question if you go to the website of www.house.gov, enter zip code plus the 4 digits. Then you will have exactly the name of your U.S. representative.
Question number 24. Who does a United States senator represent?
All the people of the state.
Question number 25. Why do some states have more representatives than other states?
Because of the state's population.
Question number 26. We elect a president for how many years?
4 years.
Question number 27. And what month do we vote for president?
November.
Question number 28. What is the name of the president of the United States now?
Joe Biden.
Question number 29. What is the name of the vice president of the United States now?
Kamala Harris.
Question number 30. If the president can no longer serve, who becomes president?
The vice president.
Question number 31. If both the president and the vice president can no longer serve, who becomes president?
The Speaker of the House.
Question number 32. Who is the commander-in-chief of the military?
The president.
Question number 33. Who signs bills to become laws?
The president.
Question number 34. Who vetoes bills?
The president.
Question number 35. What does the president's cabinet do?
Advises the president.
Question number 36. What are 2 cabinet level positions?
Secretary of State, Secretary of Education.
Question number 37. What does the judicial branch do?
Reviews laws.
Question number 38. What is the highest court in the United States?
The Supreme Court.
Question number 39. How many justices are on the Supreme Court?
There are 9 justices in the Supreme Court.
Question number 40. Who is the Chief Justice of the United States now?
John Roberts Jr.
Question number 41. Under our Constitution, some powers belong to the federal government. What is one power of the federal government?
To declare war.
Question number 42. Under our Constitution, some powers belong to the state. What is one power of the states?
Provide schooling and education.
Question number 43. Who is the governor of your state now?
Answers will vary. It depends on the state where you are located. Then you have to give the name of your governor at this time.
Question number 44. What is the capital of your state?
Answers will vary. It depends the location where you are. You have to give the capital of your state. Provide the information to the USCIS officer.
Question number 45. What are the two major political parties in the United States?
Democratic and Republican parties.
Question number 46. What is the political party of the president now?
The answers may vary. At this time, 2022, President Joe Biden belongs to the Democratic Party.
Question number 47. What is the name of the Speaker of the House of Representatives now?
At this time, we have Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Question number 48. There are four amendments to the Constitution about who can vote. Name citizens. One of these amendments.
I'm sorry, but citizens 18 and older can vote.
Question number 49. What is one responsibility that is only for United States citizens?
Serve on a jury.
Question number 50. Name one right only for United States citizens.
Vote in a federal election.
Question number 51. What are two rights of everyone living in the United States?
Freedom of expression or freedom and freedom of speech.
Question number 52. What do we show loyalty to when we say the Pledge of Allegiance?
To the United States.
Question number 53. What is one promise you make when you become a United States citizen?
Give up loyalty to other countries.
Question number 54. How old do citizens have to be to vote for president?
18 and older.
Question number 55. What are two ways that Americans can participate in their democracy?
Vote and join a political party.
Question number 56. When is the last day you can send in federal income tax forms?
April 15.
Question number 57. When must all men register for the Selective Service?
At age 18 or between 18 and 26.
Question number 58. What is one reason colonists came to America?
For freedom. And let's switch, Raisa, and let's get the chance to review the questions and you will answer them.
Okay.
Question number 59. Who lived in America before the Europeans arrived?
American Indians.
Question number 60. What group of people was taken to America and sold as slaves?
Africans.
Question 61. Why did the colonists fight the British?
Because of high taxes. Taxation without representation.
Question 62. Who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
Thomas Jefferson.
Question 63. When was the Declaration of Independence adopted?
July 4, 1776.
There were 13 original states. Name three.
Virginia, Delaware, New York.
Question number 65. What happened at the Constitutional Convention?
The Constitution was written.
Question 66. When was the Constitution written?
1787.
Question 67. The Federalist Papers supported the passage of the United States Constitution. Name one of the writers.
Alexander Hamilton.
Question 68. What is one thing Benjamin Franklin is famous for?
United States diplomat.
Question 69. Who is the father of our country?
George Washington.
Question number 70. Who was the first president?
George Washington.
Question 71. What territory did the United States buy from France in 1803?
The Louisiana Territory.
Question 72. Name one war fought by the United States in the 1800s.
Civil War.
Question 73. Name the United States war between the North and the South.
The Civil War.
Question 74. Name one problem that led to the Civil War.
Slavery.
Question 75. What was one important thing that Abraham Lincoln did?
Saved or preserved the Union.
Question 76. What did the Emancipation Proclamation do?
Freed the slaves.
Question 77. What did Susan B. Anthony do?
Fought for women's rights.
Question 78. Name one war fought by the United States in the 1900s.
World War I.
Question 79. Who was president during World War I?
Woodrow Wilson.
Question 80. Who was president during the Great Depression and World War II?
Franklin Roosevelt.
Question 81. Who did the United States fight in World War II?
Japan, Germany, and Italy.
Question 82. Before he was a president, Eisenhower was a general. What war was he in?
World War II.
Question 83. During the Cold War, what was the main concern of the United States?
Communism.
Question 84. What movement tried to end racial discrimination?
Civil rights movement.
Question 85. What did Martin Luther King Jr. do?
Fought for civil rights.
Question 86. What major event happened on September 11, 2001 in the United States?
Terrorist attack. The United States.
Question 87. Name one American Indian tribe in the United States.
Cherokee.
Question 88. Name one of the two longest rivers in the United States.
Mississippi River.
Question 89. What ocean is on the west coast of the United States?
Pacific Ocean.
Question 90. What ocean is on the east coast of the United States?
Atlantic Ocean.
Question number 91. Name one United States territory.
Puerto Rico.
Question 92. Name one state that borders with Canada.
Alaska.
Question number 93. Name one state that borders with Mexico.
Arizona.
Question number 94. What is the capital of the United States?
Washington, D.C.
Question 95. Where is the Statue of Liberty?
New York Harbor.
Question 96. Why does the flag have 13 stripes?
Because there were 13 original colonies.
Question 97. Why does the flag have 50 stars?
Because there is one star for each state.
Question 98. What is the name of the national anthem?
The Star Spangled Banner.
Question 99. When do we celebrate Independence Day?
July 4th.
Question 100. Name two national United States holidays.
President's Day, Memorial Day.
Okay, Raisa. So, around all these 100 questions, I have one for you. What is your favorite questions of this civics?
My favorite question of all 100 questions is, who is the father of our country? And my answer is George Washington. Can I say Papito Lindo?
Yes, you can say it. Well, Raisa, the time flies, and this is our goal, to have you with the civics that we are interpreting for all of you with our accents and, of course, with our approach. Raisa, any last word before we close the podcast?
Thank you very much to everybody and each of you who is listening our podcast and sending us your feedback to our page hufcitizen.org. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. And we will see you next podcast.